How's it going?
Good, how are you? How's the move been for you there? You feel rejuvenated? Any of that working?
Yeah, it's been great. I mean, I can't really say rejuvenated at this time. I mean, we're starting to get to the back stretch of the season, so, you know, my body's starting to feel like it's year 8, but I'm doing all right.
Has it been a good situation for you? Something you'd hope for?
Oh, yeah. It's exceeded my expectations. I mean, I couldn't ask for a better place to be right now. I've been really enjoying it. It's been great. You know, yeah, I think Mangini's a little bit militant, but I can deal with that.
Chris, did you ever think you were going to end up in Denver at any point this offseason?
Well, you know, I didn't know what was going to happen with any of that stuff at that time when, you know, the trade was up. I mean, I've never been traded before. This is my first time, so I just kept an open mind, and you know, I just had to, accept whatever happened, and my reality was I ended up here.
How has this defense evolved over the course of the season?
I mean, I honestly don't think that the defense has evolved. I just think that everybody's starting to see what we've always seen in practice and what we do. I think that we've just, you know, started to make it show up on game days.
During the preseason, did you foresee yourself in first place at this time of the season?
I can't really answer that. I don't look at stuff like that. I mean, my thing is actually, you know, take it a day at a time, a game at a time, and, you know, just see where you end up. You know, I can take the time to look at a season and look at how good we did when the season's over.
What have you seen from the Broncos' offensive line and their quarterback?
Same thing that I've always seen. You all like to run a lot of zones. Got a lot of quick guys. You know, they might not be the heaviest, but very athletic and, you know, just do some great things. And Cutler's been back there moving around with his speed. I've seen him running draw plays and, you know, making plays all over the field. I see that, you know, his quarterback rating has been great when they're winning and, you know, right now sitting at first place in the division, I don't think that anybody should take them lightly. I think that they're for real.
Chris, what was the reaction in the locker room when you guys heard that you might be able to get Brett Favre?
Believe it when I see it. Actually, when they were talking about it, that it might happen, my whole deal was I believe it when I see it. But when it actually happened, it was just like, oh, wow. It was just a surprise to see it happen. I mean, honestly, I never thought that Green Bay would ever let him go. You know, I thought that he was going to retire a Packer. So when he left and he came over here, I mean, I was shocked that probably as much as a lot of people were.
He's, you know, Brett's almost 40 and he's playing really well. How long do you think you can play?
I don't think I'll be playing to 40.
Is that pretty amazing? I mean, that a guy can play that long and play that well?
Well, I mean, I don't know about defensive linemen. You know, we got a whole other type of pounding that we take. And, you know, regardless of whatever the situation is, we can't throw our way out of getting hit. You know, you're going to take a hit, you're going to take a double team, and you're going to continue to get those throughout the course of the season. So, I mean, I'm going to play as long as my body says that it can, but once my body starts to tell me that, okay, it's time to hang them up, then I got to honor that. Because, you know, being a father is most important to me, and I want to be able to play with my kids.
You've, I'm sure, played against Favre before. You were a teammate. Now you've seen him as a teammate. You've watched Cutler. You see any similarities in style of play between the two?
Other than being able to control the game, like, not really. I think their styles are different. I think that Favre is more of a pocket quarterback than Cutler is. I think Cutler can, you know, get out around and really make some moves. I think that Brett Mike really likes the pocket. And, you know, I think that, you know, they both can, you know, like I said, they have that potential to be able to take over the game. But, you know, I think that's kind of where the line stops, in my opinion.
I was just talking more in terms of, like, having big arms and trusting that arm to squeeze it into tight spots sometimes in a good way, sometimes in a bad way.
No, Well, you know, there's some similarities in that as well. I mean, I don't know how quarterbacks look at that. You know what I'm saying? So I really can't answer that. You know, I'm not a quarterback. I don't understand that. So I know from what I can see. You know, I played against Brett, and honestly, just, you know, I'd rather be his teammate than, you know, be on the other side from him, because sometimes I played against him quite a few times, and I saw that he's, you know, taking over the game really well. Like, Cutler, I haven't really had the opportunities to play against him, so, you know, I get to experience it.
You had Cullen over there in Green Bay, got to play with Favre last year and have the success. Now you get to have him. You ever talk with him about that, like, I got him now?
Me and my brother really don't talk like that. Usually when we talk about competition and everything, we're usually talking about our performances, you know, as they pertain to, you know, what the other one is doing. We're usually comparing our performances, but usually if they win, I mean, it's not harping on Brett or anything like that. We keep Brett out of it, you know, but if they beat us in the past, then, of course, he's going to talk trash for that year. And, you know, if we won in the past, you know, I'm older brother, so, you know, usually I'm not going, you know, drill it into my brother like that. But every blue moon, I might reflect on it just to, you know, get him to shut up.
So looks like it's pretty low key there after what you guys have done recently. They're already predicting Jets Giants Super Bowl.
I mean, that's not my concern. I don't think that we're looking to buy into that. We're just going to take it a game at a time. Now, if we get there and that happens, then, you know, we'll take it from there. But we're not even close to the playoffs yet. I don't even think that we have the right or the, you know, the arrogance to be able to talk about a situation like that. There's still a lot of football left. And you know how it goes, any given Sunday, anybody can step up and beat somebody. So we can't even overlook anybody like that. I think that would be disrespectful to other teams in the league if we just assumed that we were going to automatically make the Super Bowl and be playing another team.
Thanks, Chris.
All right, thanks, Chris.
All right, thank you.